Welcome everyone, welcome. Great to see everybody. Baruch Hashem, you came. So proud, so excited to learn with everybody. It's really special when you come on your quote-unquote free time, optional time, and you choose Torah. You choose Torah. It's always a great decision, always rewarding, always meaningful. So thank you all for coming. Great to be with you. Yom HaDin! Yom HaDin! Judgment Day is slowly, but yet rapidly approaching. We're just a few days away from Yom HaDin. I want to think about, what should we be thinking about? What should be on our minds and what should be on our hearts as we approach this awesome and incredible day? The Halakha Rambam writes about the mitzvah of shofar, well known, it's powerful and piercing every time. Afal pishat kita shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeres ha-katuv. True, on Rosh Hashanah, why do we blow the shofar? Because the Bible, the Torah tells us, Rav Kivi, the Bible tells us, remez yesh bo, but there's also a remez, kilomar, what's the shofar telling us? What's the deeper meaning? Uru yesheni mishinatchem. Those that are sleeping, wake up from your sleep. V'nirdamim hekitzu mitardameitchem. Those who are slumbering, wake up. Wake up from your slumber. V'chipsu b'maseichem. Search your ways. V'chizru b'tshuva. Return in tshuva. V'zichru borachem. Remember your Creator. Remember the Eibishter. Remember Avinu Shebashamayim, Haskavaldik. Eila shochachim et ha'emis behevle hazman. Those that forget the truth with the vanity, the emptiness of time. All of us who spend all our days on our phones and our devices. On Narishkeit. V'shogim kol shenatam behevel v'rik. And we waste away the year with nothing, with silliness, with this emptiness. Asher lo yo'il v'lo yatzil. It doesn't benefit us. It doesn't save us. He beat you and Asher Techim. Look inside your soul. Look inside your soul. Ve'tivu d'rachechem amalechem. Improve your ways. Whoa. Hey, the Rafaelaga Rambam tells us, Tigia Shofar is a wake-up call, a loud and piercing wake-up call, to wake up that pintly yid that's inside in each and every one of us, that reminds us, our lives have meaning, our lives have purpose, I'm a Ben Torah, I am a son of Avinu Shebashamayim, I'm in this world to accomplish, I'm in this world to connect to God, to connect to myself, to connect to my people, to connect to the world, to be productive, to be meaningful. The shofar wakes us up and tells us, let's go! Let's go! Let's start to make something of our lives, of our existence. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in this world? It's to accomplish, it's to grow, it's to gain. That's the blast of the shofar. And Rav Avram Shor Shlita, a very prominent Rav in Brooklyn, in his Sefer, HaLekach VeHalivuv, he asks, what specifically, though, does this message of the shofar have to do with Rosh Hashanah? Why is it specifically linked to Rosh Hashanah, this wake-up call? Why specifically now to Rosh Hashanah? And he cites the Ravid, says something so beautiful. The word shana, which means year, what does it come from? The Lashon Shinui comes from the word Shinui, which means change, to change, a Shinui. Every single year, there's a new hanhaga, there's a new world order, there's a new hashpa in the world, a new energy in the world. Last year is not going to be the same as this upcoming year. It's going to be different. Every year is a new world order. And therefore, what's our vote on Rosh Hashanah? We have to change as well. We have to grow as well. How do we greet the new year? By changing, by developing, by working on ourselves as well. A Jew has to always say, I can't remain stagnant, I can't remain the same, I can't just be complacent where I'm holding, I need to do more, I must do more, I can't stay in one makom, I need to go mechayel chayel. Now Kivi Shlita is thinking, but the Yetzirah is so strong, the Yetzirah is relentless in his pursuit, and what are the two ways that the Yetzirah attacks us? One way, says Rav Shor, the Yetzirah tells us, Kivi, give up. You're hopeless. Yeyush, despair. You are so enveloped, so engrossed in your ways, you're not going to change. You're going to stay the same. You can't grow. It's cute, but nothing's going to happen. You are so set. You are so shakua in your ways. Sorry, buddy. Keep dreaming. Or, secondly, the Yetzirah says, you know what? Shammai said, I'm a pretty good guy. I'm a pretty good guy compared to the rest of them. I am doing okay. And the Yetzirah convinces us, I don't really need to grow. Do you see the other guys I hang out with? Do you see the other people around me? So then we get stuck. And we say, I don't need to change. So the Yetzirah fights us. Either tells us, A, we can't change because it's all loss. We have no hope. Or the Yetzirah tells us, we don't need to change. We don't need to change. Comes Rosh Hashanah. From the word Shinui tells, no, we can and we must change. We can grow. We can develop. We can seek more from ourselves. We can have higher aspirations and higher she'ifas. We're not going to stay the same this year. That's the koach, the beauty of Rosh Hashanah. In the beautiful words of the Rambam, he wrote, La'orer yishenu mishinantam. Those that are sleeping, wake up. What is sleep? Sleep's a situation where we're not doing anything, where we remain idle, where nothing's happening, as the Gemara says in Brachos. Sheina echad meshishim lamisa. Sleep is 1/60th of death. Whoa. Sleep is 1/60th of death, meaning when we're sleeping, nothing's happening. We're idle. It's 1/60th of death. That's what the Rambam means. Wake up from your sleep. Wake up from a situation where you're just idle. You're just staying the same. You're not moving. You're not growing. You're not accomplishing. Wake up from that robotic and that very lazy, lackadaisical existence where we say, no, I want more. I want to wake up. I want to have she'ifos. I want to go mechael achael. It's a very beautiful custom. Dip the apple in the honey. Make a bracha kivi loud and clear. We've been singing it since preschool. It's supposed to be a siman for what? A sweet new year. Beautiful song. And we should all have a sweet new year. We all need a sweet new year. Very, very badly. But there's something even deeper. Something even deeper. The rush brings down in Brachos the name of Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's say something that's usher, treif, that falls into honey. What's the halacha? Halacha l'maisa? It becomes mutter. It becomes kosher. Why? Because it becomes butl, becomes nullified. Because nullified to the honey. If it gets lingered in the honey, the piece of treif becomes nullified to the honey transforms it, and it becomes mutter, it becomes like honey. It's mutter, it's kosher. Why are we dipping the apple in the honey, says Rav Shor? To remind us of honey, that has that transformative quality, that tells us we can change. Even if we are a dover treif in certain areas, we could become transformed. We could work on ourselves. We could elevate ourselves. We don't and cannot remain the same. So now the question is how? This is beautiful Torahs, and hopefully we let them sink in. Hopefully we let them become internalized, because they're precious, they're gold. But some of us might be thinking, but it's too hard. It's too daunting. It sounds nice, but how am I going to do it in practice? What am I going to do? And I think Rav Palm, Zichar Tzadik Levracha, the great Rosh Yeshiva, Tor V'Das, the beautiful Rosh Yeshiva, whose midos were sterling, who was an incredible, incredible Rebbe, who had many, many Talmidim, and has such precious Torahs, tells us the answer. It says at the last Mishnah in Yuma, you know the song, it's actually a Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva says, Ashreichem Yisrael, praiseworthy are Klal Yisrael, lifnei mi atem mitaharim, before whom do you cleanse yourselves? Umi mitahar etchem, who cleanses you? Avichem Shabashamayim, your Father in Heaven. And now, the Mishnah quotes two psukim to talk about our purification process. Shenemar, number one, Vizarati aleichem mayim tahorim v'tihartem. I will sprinkle upon you the cleansing waters, and you will be cleansed. Pasuk 1. Pasuk 2. Va'omer mikveh Yisrael Hashem. The mikveh of Klal Yisrael is Hashem. Ma mikveh mitahar tetmeim. Just like a mikveh cleanses those that are tamei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitar Et Yisrael, so to Hashem cleanses Klal Yisrael. So the question is why? Why cite two psukim telling us of this cleansing process? First pasuk is talking about Hazah during the Paraduma, the little sprinkling that went on us to purify us. And the second pasuk is talking about a mikvah. So Rav Pam explains, there are different types of purifications. When you do the mechatas, the purification for the paraduma, and the tahara of a mikvah. How does a mikvah work? A mikvah works when the person goes all in, completely immerses his body or her body into the water. If even one hair is protruding above the water, it's not kosher. Mikvah means complete immersion. That's the purification of mikvah. Masha'ein came when it comes to the mechatas, that of the paraduma, the sprinkling. How does it work? Even if it falls on one limb. And as the Rambam explains, even if it goes on the tip of your finger, it works. Kosher. Says Rav Pam so beautifully, with tshuva, we have these two elements, these two bechinas. There's a Baal tshuva like the Kivi Davises of the world. They go all in. They're a mikvah Jew. They go with all their heart, they go with all their soul, and they completely immerse themselves. But there's also the tshuva of the mechatas. Somebody that has a little bit of his sorus, that wants to perfect, that wants to work on one area, two areas, slowly, steadily, incrementally, from his actions. And therefore, the Mishnah cites these two psukim to tell us. Let's say I can't be kivi. Let's say it's not in my ability to go to that madrega to be a mikvah Jew, where I go all in and I immerse myself. And the truth is, that's probably majority of us cannot live to that level. So what do? Al yitya'esh, says Rav Pam. Do not despair. There's another type of purification. The purification of the mechatas. We could come about tshuva, like the bechina havazah. A little sprinkle. Taking on one thing, taking on two things. True, the hazah is not the end of the process. We still need to do tefillah. But when we do hazah, it's the beginning, it's the hakshara for the complete tahara. It's the beginning process. It gets the process going. It gets it rolling. And Chevra, I believe for many of us, if not all of us, this is a great path to take. A little sprinkle. We should all try to identify one area, two areas that we could work on. Something that's practical, something that's meaningful, something that could stick. If we start to say, my whole checklist, it can become daunting. It can become overwhelming. We might have yeyush, have despair. But if we say, I'm going to take one or two areas, and I'm going to write it down, I'm going to think about it over the next few days, I'm going to think about it, I'm going to internalize, what could I work on? That is an incredible way to do tshuva. And what the Gemara tells us, habalatar masayinoto, if we come to purify ourselves, we get siyata d'shmaya. And that's the way it works. If we take on one or two areas, and we start to grow, we say, wow, I can do it. I can change. I don't have to be the same person I was last year. I don't have to remain the same idle state. And you get confidence. And it builds a mitzvah, gereris mitzvah. And then you want to do another mitzvah. You want to do another mitzvah. All in a very slow, steady, healthy pace. And then we become Jews that have a growth-oriented mindset. We realize that I'm in this world to accomplish. We realize I can accomplish. If I keep taking on one area, one or two areas every year, I start to see change, I start to see success, I taste the success. It's sweeter than the honey! Because then I realize I'm transforming. I realize I'm growing. I realize I'm developing. So holy Jews, to remember the call of the shofar, we have to wake up from our sleep. We have to wake up from that slumber. Sometimes we live those robotic lives where we just, blah, looking at that screen, staring into space. This is the time of year to say, wake up! We can and we must change. And as Rav Pam gave us the beautiful Eitzah based on the Mishnah Yuma, to pick one or two areas that are practical, that are realistic, that we could work on. And if we do that, Bezrat Hashem, we'll get tremendous siyata d'shmaya. We'll get tremendous siyata d'shmaya from Hashem to work on that area or two, and will set us in a beautiful, proper path of growth. It will set us in a path that we're always working on ourselves, always developing ourselves, and always going, Mechayel El Chayel. Yashikoach Gadol, Holy Chevra.